Good day, everyone, and welcome to this Laval Rocket Media Availability. Avec nous cet après-midi, nous avons Cale Fleury. With us this afternoon, we have defenseman Cale Fleury. As a reminder, please raise your hand virtually if you want to ask a question to Cale. La première question, the first question, will go to Benoit Rioux, Agence QMI. Benoit, you're up.
Hey, Cale, just want to figure how can you describe your last experience with the taxi squad and everything that happened in Montreal?
I think it was good. I think, especially with not being able to play any games yet here in Laval, I think it was the best spot for me to be in, just practicing with those guys every day. I think the team's really strong this year, and obviously with the new additions, it's doing really well. So I think being around that environment and just around some of the best players in the world, this is the best place for me to be.
And second question, do it helps you to have an older brother like Aiden who lived himself different situation in the past years, and you talk to him often or not?
Oh yeah, we talk to him when we can. I think it helps for sure, especially with him being a couple of years older. I've just kind of seen what he's been going through, and he can kind of just give me advice on that, and just really just give me somebody to look up to.
There's one particular advice he gives you in the last weeks?
Not in particular last weeks, but he just lets me know I'll be fine. That's what he always says to me. just to keep looking forward to the future and just keep developing, and I'll be all right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Merci, Benoît. La prochaine question, the next question, will go to Patrick Friolet, RDS. Patrick, c'est à toi.
Hey, Cale. Nice to see you virtually, at least.
Yes, yeah.
I hope you're good. I'm just wondering, because Joel Bouchard, the coach, said very often that he wanted his players during this pause to make sure you improve, to make sure you improve on something, you work. What did you improve in, and what do you feel you're maybe better at than you were before?
I think obviously we had that talk with Joel too. So I was working on my shot a lot. Just at my gym, we have a little shooting area, so I'd be working on that a lot. And then as well as just my body, it was the biggest thing I changed. Just going through transformation, whether it be slimming down or putting on more muscle, I just feel like I'm in a good spot right now physically, and it's going to help my speed.
How excited are you to finally play some games? Because it's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while. I'm pretty pumped. I think it's almost been a year with how long I've been out personally, because I was out with an injury for a bit before the pause. So I think, that's the longest hiatus I've ever had, and I'm happy it's almost over.
How do you feel about the energy in the group right now? There are a lot of players fighting for a spot, but it seems like things are doing well.
Yeah, I'm really excited. It's kind of a buzz around the room. And then even after practice yesterday, we had a little bit of a pep talk of how sick we are practicing against each other. So yeah, I'm just excited to get another team out there.
All right. Thank you, Cale.
Thanks.
Merci, Patrick. La prochaine question. Next question. Amy Johnson of the AHL Report. Amy, you're up.
Thank you, Charles. Hi, Cale. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Just following up on one of your first responses about how, you know, you felt it was very good for you to be in that environment up with the taxi squad. Kind of going along with that, subsequently, now that it's time for you to be reassigned down to Laval because you haven't played in a while and Laval's getting set to do that, where do you feel that helps you with your development getting to come down here to the AHL and possibly get into some game action?
Yeah, I think it's big for me to play. As much as I want to be in the NHL all the time and be around those guys every day, I think playing's a really important thing in my development right now, even if it's a weird season or whatever. But yeah, I think just being in an actual game situation, you can't really replace that in practice.
Absolutely. And just kind of going back to training camp, how did you feel you personally performed in training camp this year?
I did pretty well. It's kind of short and, like I said, weird with the groups and everything and camp and all the COVID protocols. But I think for my situation, I did well and I had some good feedback. So I'm just going to take that and implement it in this season.
Excellent. Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Amy.